13 charged with hate crime against NYC grandma who claimed she was accused of supporting Trump. By Amy Furr on August 16, 2022. A third suspect was taken into custody after an alleged anti-white incident when a grandmother was targeted on a Queens bus, police told the New York Post. Two teenage girls were previously arrested, and 19-year-old Jonaya Williams was taken into custody on Monday. The outlet reported, adding she was charged with assault and aggravated harassment. The charges were classified as hate crimes. The Post article continued. Three assailants approached victim Jill Lacroix, a grandmother of five, and struck her in the head with an unknown object while making anti-white statements in the July 9 attack, police have said. The victim required three staples on her head. The other two suspects, 15 and 16, were not named when they were arrested late last month due to their age. But they also face assault and aggravated harassment charges classified as hate crimes in connection to the incident on the southbound MTA bus near Jamaica Avenue and Woodhaven Boulevard, police said. According to Lacroix, the three individuals accused her of supporting former President Donald Trump. One of them allegedly told the woman that she hates white people, the way they talk, hates white skin, the way their skin cracks. Following the incident, the three women exited the bus at Woodhaven Boulevard and Jamaica Avenue. "Never in my life have I been attacked like that," Lacroix said of the experience. A surveillance photo showed the three suspects on a sidewalk. Although New York City Mayor Eric Adams, D., made fighting crime one of the main issues during his campaign, a poll found his inability to deliver on the problem upsets voters, Breitbart News reported in May. A survey by Quinnipiac University shows crime is the top concern of 49% of city voters, more than triple the 15% of respondents who cited affordable housing and 12% homelessness, the outlet said. 37% of residents approved of how Adams was handling the problem of crime, but 54% disapproved.